ready for two aging mid-level Hollywood celebrities who think a podcast is a good idea and who ask the eternal question to fill the hole in their soul. Did we do it? Here they are, Cage and Kevin!
Got your djembe?
I do. Shaker. Yeah, I got a shaker, sure. I also have some finger cymbals.
You know, I was thinking, Kevin. What's the name of our band?
Our podcast band?
Let me tell y'all a little how I live my life. Not really down with all the pain and the strife. Got me a truck, two kids, and a wife.
It's a beautiful life, full of strife, coming to you day and night.
To the rap section in the middle, that's going to make it a hit.
I mean,
it's going to make it Glory Road, or what was that country hit?
Oh, right, where he was, there was a rap section in the middle of it. Yes, so you go beautiful life, and then I break it down with some reels,
You want to try it? Comes in, yeah.
Okay.
Let me tell y'all a little how I live my life. I'm not really down with all the pain and the strife. Got me a truck, two kids, and a wife. It's a beautiful life.
It's a beautiful life, I said, full of strife. I said, got to keep going, I said, day and night. I said, my friend to the left, I said, my friend to the right. You gotta stand up, just sit down, I'll fight a triple fight.
Say, it's a beautiful life.
Beautiful life, peace.
I wake up in the morning and I go to work. I got me a job that I ain't gonna shirk. I don't have a gun, but I got a big knife. It's a beautiful life. Rap.
One and a two, gonna buckle my shoe. I say go outside, gonna hit my stride. You gotta keep it going live, gotta go downtown. Here we go now, please don't all frown, cause you got to smile, you got to keep it up.
I say pull live. It's a beautiful life.
Beautiful life. Rest in peace, Cicely Tyne.
That's a beautiful life. We are KAGE coming into you from North Hollywood.
Wow.
Ho, ho, ho. Morning Zoo.
It's a morning zoo. It's Kyle and Kevin. It's morning zoo.
Hey, how about those Lakers last night, huh, Kevin?
No, the Lakers, they had a little trouble in Philadelphia.
I say they did.
Ran into Joel Embiid and Blake Griffin.
Blake Griffin. Oh, man. Don't get me started.
Dude, that was funny stuff, man. Beautiful Life. Wait, yeah. Who's that? Who does the Beautiful Life? Whose song is that?
That's mine.
Really. You came up with that? Oh, I thought it was like a Toby Keith.
I love that people can't tell. You know, that I'm a John C. From Day Job, my partner.
John C. Reilly, yeah.
Yeah. Guitar Man. The Guitar Man. Mm-hmm. The David Gates Bread classic.
Yeah, we played it on the last cast. Yeah.
And he thought that I had written it.
Really? He's not familiar
with
like, guitar.
He's like one of my favorite songwriters of all time. He mistaken thought that I was in the same class. Like I could have written that.
Well, he could have. You're an excellent songwriter.
You think that too?
Well, I know that song because it's I'm a music aficionado.
But I'm also surprised too is that John C. I mean, he loves the classic rock and roll.
Yeah.
He had a lapse in the judgment.
But you know what? It's too soft for him.
It's a compliment. He likes it a little more gritty.
Yeah.
I'm more of a soft rock.
Kind of.
It was yacht rock. I did say that the drums needed to be a little bit.
I gave Spike that note.
They were too hot. You know what I mean? The snare was too hot. When you have a hot snare like that, it's got the yacht rock. If you kind of mix it, if it's more mixed, it's got a little more of the grit.
What's the name of our band? Should it be the Did We Do It? The Do It? The Did We's?
The podcast band? I'm not sure yet. If anybody has any thoughts on what the name of our band should be, please _ Did We Do It? _ like and subscribe. Go to our merch store. Let us know. Wait. Those things have nothing to do with the other thing. It's a beautiful life. Yeah, no. I'm sure.
What would that be a song for? For what would that be an ad for? What
beautiful life?
That would be for trucks. That'd be Dodge trucks.
Metamucil?
No, because it's country. Yeah.
Metamucil crackers. Ram. Oh, yeah. Dodge Ram, dude. It's a beautiful life. I got my Dodge Ram and my girl on the side. Here we go. It's a beautiful life.
I wrote it for the Go. I mean, I wrote it specifically for the Go Country, our Los Angeles.
You mentioned that. Yeah. I don't know if. Did you send me that? I think I listened to it. Yeah.
I think I did send you a demo of that or a movie. But Pam likes that station. I listened to it. I'm going, I could write one of those. Come on.
Yeah. Did you?
They're always the same song. It's always about the celebration of the simple things. It's always a thing that you're celebrating things that don't in the mundane doo-doo-boo. Ask you for a date on a Friday night. Then I'll take you to the dance. Gonna be the full life.
When the pando is over, we're gonna get it right. Cause we're gonna have a beer with this beautiful life.
Well, listen, there's nothing I hate more than when they reference like a trend or something. Like, I remember,
message me on my phone. My phone, or lighting up my phone.
The guy's like sitting in his pickup.
Yeah. My phone is lighting up and it's going real bright. And another real day in my beautiful life.
The kids need braces and I don't have a job. I lost all my lunch and the oil rig's closed. I got me some time, don't have a wife.
I got a side hustle on this Thursday night, just trying to get back to my beautiful life.
Sorry, beautiful wife.
My beautiful wife, she left me yesterday.
I guess what you're pointing out is just how hacky that song is.
No, I've made it hacky. I think it's great. And it is what it is.
No, and I'm not disagreeing with you.
I love that stuff. I love that stuff. I love the 90s we'll country too, like the 80s and 90s, the Vince Gills and the, I love those guys.
There is that problem because I'm listening to the hip country songs.
2021.
Because let's face it, I'm listening so that I could possibly profit from
country. To write a song, you could sell it to one. You could sell "Beautiful Life" to the young Vince Gill, whoever that is.
Well, that's right. I don't know who it is. Hank Williams the Sixth.
Out there. Can we, Carter? You're in Nashville. Can you hook us up with the new
Carter in Nashville?
Yeah.
Oh my God, I did not know that.
Carter's out there.
Carter, did you tell him that we want Carter and Cam to be a guest?
Oh yeah. I think we made his day. I made his day, and he said, he said, yes, it's in my beautiful life. Nah. Of course he did, dude. Does anybody not want to be on our podcast? Please.
Someone told me long ago, there's a calm before the storm. I know it's been coming for some time.
It's over, so they'll say.
Don't ever tell me what to do.
I was saying, get your juice. When I was working in Miami once, actually Fort Lauderdale, Hollywood, Florida, on a television show called The Glades. It's not Hollywood, California. Yes, it was a show on USA. I'm sure you're familiar.
The weird thing is I remember that. But it wasn't Burn Notice, was it?
No, Burn Notice was a big hit for USA.
That was, of course,
and I think the Glades, they were a distant
A distant second.
Yeah, a close distant second. They were. But that was the joke on Burn Notice, was that nobody knew the show.
But they knew it was a show.
Right, but no one watched it.
Right.
Which begged the question, how come I kept winning things?
So I'm down there and I'm playing a guy who was part of a family circus, in that the circus players were actually humans. Every person in this family had some sort of abnormality. I was known as kind of like Mike the Monkey Boy. So they had to.
It was a sideshow. You were like
a sideshow.
They used to call it freak show.
Freak show. So they had to apply additional. I'm already, you know, in the Robin Williams rest in peace category of fairly hairy. And so, but they had to apply additional hair to the arms and the chest. It was not my shiniest moment as an actor. However, you do what you got to do.
That's right. The playing, the hair acting, which is one of your specialties, you and Kato Kaelin.
I like to let
the hair do the talking.
And the hair do the talking. So we're down there, and I have this driver every day, this guy, this local guy. And I said to him,
PJ, hold on.
I'll pause it.
Johnny. Johnny, you're on the podcast right now.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, it's great. Thanks for all the cues.
Oh, Johnny Spike. Awkward. Yeah.
I hate that I'm interrupting such an important.
No, this is a charming interruption. Yeah.
Johnny, you are the producer to the stars. We're happy to have you.
What can I do for you? How can I help you today?
I couldn't plug in my microphone. I'm kind of embarrassed.
Oh, crap.
And
I got it.
Yeah. Oh, my God. So if someone's got to take care of Grandpa. Can't plug in his devices. Okay. Listen, I'm shamed. All right. Continue on.
Okay. Yeah. Say funny things.
Funny things.
Funny things.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Funny things. Funny things. So this guy would pick me up every day, and I love a good Cuban coffee. You know what I'm saying? So we're in Florida, when in Rome. Am I right? I know you like coffee. So I would tell him every day, hey, pick me up a little early so we can stop and get, you know, some Cuban coffee.
Sure. Do you remember his name, by the way?
I'm going to go with George. I think it was George, like a Jorge or a George.
Jorge.
Yeah. It was Jorge. So he says to me every day, he's like, oh, yes, you've got to get your juice. I do like my juice. And he's like, I like my juice. I was like, oh, you want me to get your coffee? That's not my juice. Oh, okay, Jorge.
Uh-oh.
Everybody has their juice, is what I'm saying. Everybody has their juice. But I have my drum here. I want to do like a, if you're possible to do a call and response. Like you do a jam and then you do a.
All right. All
right.
Five. What was that song? How'd that go?
She's a brick.
She's a brick, and I'm feeling slow.
I'm drowning slowly. It's about
I'm drowned. Yeah.
Taking his girlfriend to get an abortion.
See, that's so like me not to know what that song was about.
You didn't know what the brick was about.
The brick. So what did the brick? That was a metaphor.
Well, she's depressed. She's gone. It's emotionally draining. Did you watch that movie? Sometimes, never, rarely, always. The independent film about the girl who has to go to New York.
I'm going to say right off, that's a bad title.
Well, it's referencing when she goes to see the woman who at the Planned Parenthood to potentially administer the abortion in the doctor's office. Those are the questions. Okay, if you can answer these questions. Sometimes, rarely, never, always. It's a beautiful movie. I highly recommend it. Liza Hittman. Is hard.
Sometimes it's tough. Sometimes, always, never, always. Those are the choices we make. When we're faced with difficult decisions, that's a lot to take. I know that it's hard to get an abortion, but you got to do the right thing for yourself. You know, everything, always, nothing at all.
Wow. How did I forget the thing?
Sometimes, rarely, sometimes never, rarely, always. Yeah, wow.
That's you it. Just oh, that's wrote the choices.
You wrote that, yeah, that you have to make, that she asks you, have you been feeling depressed? Have you feeling suicidal never, always?
Yeah. Dude, I got to say, it's Pam's birthday today.
Yeah, happy birthday to Pam.
My everything, Pam.
They say it's your birthday. It's my birthday too now.
Oh, come on, Pam. Come on, Kip. I already blew it. But I was thinking, what am I going to get Pam? What am I going to get Pam for her birthday? She needs, something special.
Yeah.
And of course, I had put it off and I hadn't gotten anything. What am I going to do? It's the night before. I thought, wait a minute. I'm like Picasso. You know, Picasso, when he'd pay for his meals, he'd just draw a little sketch.
Mm-hmm. I thought it was Picasso, but it's Picasso. Is it Picasso?
Yeah. For people who know.
You're saying the people who are familiar with the French art master, Picasso.
French?
What up?
Spanish.
Spanish, but he lived in France. I'm sorry, in France is what I'm saying. When he was living, remember?
Well, now you're going to catch me because I don't know where the hell he lived most.
He lived in the Marais and Paris, and was there in the French period, the blue period. Anyway, go on.
What an ignoramus.
Yeah, both of us. All right, so it's Pam's birthday.
It's Pam's birthday. What am I going to get her?
Asking me that, or this you were recounting?
I'm asking in my head. I'm doing this is an inner monologue. I'm doing.
Got it.
What am I going to get? She has always wanted me to write a song for her. Sure. You know the ladies. They like the songs. They like the songs about them. So I thought, well, this is it. And it's, I have weird hours, Kevin. People may not know that. I think we've talked about it ad nauseum, I'm sure. Yeah. So I'm up late. It's Pam's birthday. I have to kick out the song for her. Mm-hmm. But because I had to do it, similar to when you have a report due in high school or college, and you have to do it, then all of a sudden you just start doing it.
Oh, then you start doing it, right.
You just start doing it. Well, you have to. But I was feeling inspired, and I thought, wow, I'm pretty good.
Oh, you're great. You're a great songwriter. You can write them, as we discovered last week with eBay, one of our sponsors, ebay.com/sneakers.
But it's kind of like a great song on the spot. Yeah. Sauce that you don't want to just say like, oh, I'm a great songwriter. And then the next, because you're only as good as your last one, kind of, because it's a creative endeavor. So it's like, well, the last one was okay. But it also, it's just sort of the audacity of like, here's a new song that is really good for you to listen to. It's almost embarrassing, because most times, most people, if they offered up a new song, you'd be like, I don't know if I want to listen to that right now.
It's like when someone gives you their script, you're like, yes, I'm going to read that.
It's actually, that was my point of the Picasso. That's the thing about creative endeavors or art in general. It runs the gamut from the worst dreck you can imagine to sublime masterpieces, mm-hmm. and most in between. But I thought, well, so it is kind of, you know, it's almost arrogant. Oh, here's my song. Yeah. But that's part of the confidence game that we're playing as artists.
But also that's what yeah. you do. You're a songwriter, you're a musician. So you're actually saying, hey,
I call myself that, but I'm still, you know, as most people, you always feel like you're pretending and people are going to find out. That you're I mean, that's always, yeah. Isn't that almost every artist,
every actor, every musician. Yeah. The only person that I think does not feel that way.
Cause you have some crazy confidence.
No, but of course I feel it sometimes. Of course. But
of course I feel it sometimes.
Sometimes. No, but the person I think that doesn't feel.
Yeah.
Well, because I don't think the reason why I don't feel it as much as maybe some people is because I know it's actually not about me. I've made this discovery that it's actually about the other person in the scene. Do you know what I mean? Like I've taken it away from me. That's the thing I've learned as I've been doing this professionally for 30 years, is that as long as I'm truthfully listening, if I can just stand here and listen, I'm 80% mm-hmm. there, because if I'm just reacting honestly, it doesn't yeah. really matter what I do. So it's not like you say, hey, was that good after I did a take? It's like, well, what does good mean? Were you listening? Did you say mm-hmm. the words? Were you honestly present in the moment? That's number one. Number two, are you telling the story? Are you making choices? I mean, it gets more complicated as you go down the line. But as long as I can accomplish number one, mm-hmm. if ever I'm feeling insecure or I'm feeling a little bit out of place in the moment, it's like, okay, just make it about the other person. Mm-hmm. And I'm halfway there.
You know, I think I made that discovery as well musically when I figured out that I'm really just, mostly I just accompany singers. I'm just a accompanist. But within that, I thought, well, I should try to be like as good as I can be. And that requires really just listening and backing and being there for the singer. It's not about you. Of course, you have to learn the song at all.
Well, but, and you have to learn the lines, of course. That's the basic.
But I thought, if I'm really tuned in with the singer, then that's kind of the whole game.
Don't they call that having big ears as a musician? You have to have big ears on stage and really listen to the other players.
Wow. That makes sense. I don't know if I've ever heard that.
Never heard that? Because you can be the best guitarist in the world, but if you're not, you know, in sync or listening or, you know, paying attention to what other people are doing, right?
Well, yeah, the worst.
You say it all the time. There are these great guys on YouTube that are like,
well, yeah. Well, I would say some of the worst music is complex, too, and when very well played, if you think about that sort of conundrum.
Kyle, I got a question for you.
Yes.
Are you looking for shoes?
Oh, I love shoes.
Sure. More specifically, are you looking for a fresh pair of sneakers, kicks?
Well, I like sneakers, but I'm kind of into the vintage, retro, classic designs.
Really rare sneakers.
Yeah, it's kind of a thing.
Well, I know where you can find them.
What?
eBay.
What? eBay?
That's right. eBay, whether rare, dead stock, or the latest release, you can find the exact shoe you're looking for at ebay.com/sneakers today. A team of experienced sneaker authenticators will verify the box, the logo, the stitching, and dozens of other inspection points. As the original sneaker marketplace, eBay is the place to go to cop the pair that you, Kyle Gass, have been eyeing. And it also protects sellers with a verified return process. Give us a little jingle jangle for eBay.
eBay, they're coming through. They're gonna get your shoes for you.
Go to ebay.com/sneakers today. eBay, the world's best destination for discovering great value and unique selection. Dude, that was our first ad.
All right, now I know we got it.
So you're writing a song for Pam.
So I'm writing a song for Pam. I'm like,
this in the wee hours of the night.
This is, yeah, this is your gift. And first I just wrote it in one take. And then I wrote it down in one take. And I thought, well, I'll just, you know, throw some chords on here. And if it didn't sound pretty good. And I thought, wow, you know, it's funny what you can do when you have to do it. I don't know if that's the lesson, or is the lesson that maybe I can't be a songwriter, Daddy.
I think the lesson is you're becoming more like Waylon Jennings and Merle Haggard every day.
Girl, you've been around so long, it's hard to remember a time when you weren't there, not from May to December. You take care of me, I'd be lost without you. You set my spirit free, more tenacious than the deep. And that's why you've been with me now for 40 years and counting. 40 years of fun, 40 trips around the sun, 40 more till we're done. Till we're done. Oh, oh, oh. 40 more. Happy birthday, Pam.
Yeah.
That was pretty good.
It's not bad.
You did it.
Pam.
Dude, I loved it. It was truthful.
It was heartfelt.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Did she love it?
Well, duh. Of course. Does she have a choice? Well, that's the thing. So earlier in the morning, Pam has a thing for donuts.
Sure.
And so I thought she loves orange donuts.
Classic.
I always accuse her of being kind of an old lady, because who the hell likes orange donuts?
Unless you're Kyle, like, I love orange donuts.
I love orange donuts, Kyle.
So we have the 24-hour Donutty Hut. I just want to give a shout out. Donutty Hut. In Burbank, if you're Burbank, looking for okay. fresh donuts.
I think they're at Donetti Hut on Instagram. I'm
sure. It must be. But they're the classic hut, you know, where it's just the way donuts should be.
Right.
Getting them right out of the grease.
Yeah, they make them in the morning at like somebody gets there at 4 a.m. for the classic.
Well, you got to ask the guy, hey, what's the freshest donut you got today? The one right out of the grease. Yeah.
It's the orange. Orange for Pam.
I actually said that. I said, how many orange donuts you got?
Said, he's like, it's interesting. Not many people order the orange.
I got five. Well, check this out. He said he had five because there's five grandmas at Burbank who want their orange donuts. But I said, you know, it's Pam's birthday. Give me four. And I left one just for, so I wouldn't take them all on a weird sort of moral quest for goodness. I left one of the orange donuts.
I'm sure it was that gesture was maybe lost on the guy who worked at Donetti Hut. He was like, you sure you just don't want five?
No, it wasn't for him. It was for whatever grandma wanted that.
Right.
Didn't take them all.
I'm saying, I don't think he you know, appreciated your gift.
No, he didn't care. Although he's like, God, somebody bought out the orange donuts again.
Well, were there tears is all I want to know. Were there tears?
I'm going to say there might have been. But I sent it to her right when she woke up. So it was like, yeah, it was her.
Oh, so it was on her phone. You didn't play it for her live.
No. I sent her that.
Okay, good. Right. So you don't have to stare at her while you're playing. Do you like what I'm playing?
Well,
do you like this song I wrote for you? Because then as the recipient, look, you don't know eyes. How to react.
Look in my eyes. Look at the feeling I have. Happy birthday.
It's also like,
nobody wants that.
On moving till the first rays are done, keeping it on till the day stays strong, rolling till the nighttime blazes on. All along, I keep singing my song. I say, this phase is always, sometimes I get so crazed, but just know that I always stay, cause you're my light through the haze. It's time for a champion.
All right, listen, I've got a couple people that have messaged us on _ did we do it _ on Instagram. And I've got to give some love to Giuseppe from Sydney, Australia. Sydney, who said it is one of the best podcasts
what
has ever heard. I'm not making that up. This is Giuseppe in Australia. He's also excited for us to interview Jack Black. Can't wait for you to interview Jack.
Well,
I don't want to disappoint you know, him. I we don't know if Jack. That's actually.
I talked to Jack the other day, and I, dude, you know that he listens to every minute, every podcast. What?
Oh my God! Now I just I'm
and I was
up.
So flattered. I was a little shocked.
Yeah,
I know. I have to tighten up too.
Mom, come listen to this.
Well, she's listening to this right now.
Well, Jack is a friend. He's a homie, of course.
He's a friend.
He wants to. He's one of your best friends, if not the best friend. And he's a good friend of mine.
Friend. Now that he's listening, I guess my bestest friend. Of course, Jack's my best
friend. I said one of your best friends. You're saying
I know that you were. Well, hell yeah. No, of course.
No, listen. You make more money with him than me. You know, as long as there's a record deal, you'll always be friends.
We don't have a record deal anymore.
As long as there's a record deal, we'll be your friends.
Well, that was the thing. He has to listen because, you know, he was excited how much he was on the podcast.
Well, we do play a lot of D drops because they're fantastic, and I'm not only
I love the sound of that D drops.
Yeah, he plays in D drops I love to hear it. And when I'm listening back to the podcast for the final approval, I love when the D drops come. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, well, what's up, Jack? If you're listening, dude.
Friendship is rare.
He's been there and done that. I would love to get his perspective and maybe some notes on how we're doing.
I thought you said you talked to him.
Well, I did, but like if he called into the podcast.
Oh, you're saying
if he zoomed in.
You're saying a stop by the studio, as we like to say.
Yeah, yeah.
A pop
and
in.
We could just shake him
because
down.
We figured out that we don't necessarily have guests per se, like a traditional podcast. We have pop-ins, we have hangs. We have round table discussions.
Now listen, this we got to peel back the curtain. People know we've been going back and forth on the guests. We've discussed this, haven't we?
Ad nauseum.
And what? And so now this is the latest compromise. Is what you're?
Well, I was gung ho about guests from the. We got to have guests. We got to have guests. Sweating, plop sweat. Got to have guests. And you kept saying no guests.
Why would that make me insecure?
Because it's taking away from the magic.
Because you're saying I'm not good enough.
That's not what I'm
saying.
I'm
not entertaining enough. I'm not fun enough.
Whoa, Stuart Smalley. That's not what
for
I'm saying.
For you.
No, it has nothing to do with you.
For a 30 to 45 minute time.
It's not about you.
It has nothing to do with me.
No, it has to do with bringing in another perspective so we can then delve further into our own journey of whether or not we did it.
That's what I right. If it has some more to do with us or me, more importantly, and I'm listening to myself talk.
So I want to also give some love to Andrew, Instagram Hypnotico. He is a huge
guarantee. You did not pronounce that correctly.
No, he loves the show. He says appreciate it. I feel the love. Please give us a shout. Please give me a shout out. Keep it up, guys. Loving the podcast. So Andrew, thanks, brother. I'm not quite sure where Andrew's from, but I'm not really going to do a deep dive on his location.
You know who else is it? Wani,
out in Pasadena.
One of our biggest fans.
Sure. She messages us on the site all the time. We've known Wani for a long time. Wani of the acupuncturist use. Her family, her father was one of the first, her grandfather brought, didn't he bring acupuncture to the United States?
I think he made it. Yeah. He made it happen here. Who else listens to, who are all the biggest fans? Michelle Fleischley.
Michelle Fleishley.
She listens to everyone.
I can't believe it.
My, the point is,
this may be the last one, though. This may be the one that she stops
is
listening.
Is this it? Oh, my. I know. This is it, isn't it?
No.
I told you.
This is going to be a trim. This is going to be a trim trite 25. Sometimes they're going to be short. Sometimes they're going to be short.
Oh, yeah, you know, because we didn't have a guest.
Actually, I do have a guest today. It's a surprise. We have a guest.
What?
One of the stars of Yavne Day School Middle School Productions. My daughter, who just turned 13. I want y'all to wish her a happy birthday. Yeah, the big one, 3.
13.
Here she comes. Hold on a second. Here she comes. She's joining. There she is. Yes.
Yeah. Speaking of biggest fans.
Oh.
Hello. How are you doing?
Try to get the good lighting.
Just like father, like daughter.
I was going to say, we're a podcast. So we're all.
Yeah, audio. I know. That's what I was saying. Like, it's audio.
All right. So we're going to get right to it, Eli.
Okay.
Eli's a big, let me just give a quick background. Are you familiar with fingerboarding, Kyle?
Fingerboarding?
So you know skateboarding, right? Fingerboard are like little mini skateboards that kids do tricks with, like kickflips, rails, fakies, and we've got all these like.
That's really not cool a trick, fakies. Fakie, all you have to like add a trick to it.
Mm. Right, my bad. And we've got these ramps that the fingerboards go off of, so it's basically like skateboarding, but a miniature version. And they do it with their fingers. And Eli is quite proficient.
Really?
And
let me see.
Okay. How do
I want to see some.
Well, it's going to be kind of hard with the.
There you go. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, my God. I already saw a flip.
Kick flip. That was a great kick flip. And like, I can't. You got to be able to put your fingers on there and then just like. Beep.
Oh, my God. That is.
It's very. It took me a long time to learn.
It requires such dexterity. I think I found my new jam. See that now? Isn't that better? Isn't that better than a video game? I'm saying, why can't the children play with old-fashioned toys, Kevin?
It does have a bit of an old-fashioned. My grandfather used to tell me when I was a kid. Like when I was a kid, I played with a spool
with an old tire.
No, a spool of thread. He kept telling me. I don't think it was true. A spool
that
of thread.
Lame. That sounds lame.
Yeah, what do you do with a spool of
course it is. That's why they invented video games. So people wouldn't have to play with lame toys. Yeah.
What was your first video game that you played, Kyle? Do you remember?
Yes, Pong, of course.
Pong, classic.
And I contended that I could still play Pong and have a good time.
Really?
Is Pong like the ping pong one? Like where you like...
Yeah, the ball literally just goes back and forth.
One. Boo-loop, boo-loop.
Yeah, that one.
And you go up and down, boo-loop. But then when the two balls and the multiple balls start coming, that's when the fun begins.
I loved Galaga. That was my game that I loved.
Is that the correct? It's not Galaga? I was always wondering.
Is it Galaga?
I think it's like Kamala Kamala. Kamala.
I've been pronouncing Kamala. It incorrectly the entire time.
No, I don't know. I don't know.
So I didn't like asteroids. Everybody liked asteroids, but
no,
because you're just my favorite.
Yeah, I think you're speaking gibberish to me. I don't know. DJ, play that one again. Well, it's a reggae music where the people them depend on. From now till the morning, vibes in all the end. Nothing derogative, a strictly message I have sent. From your born in Jamaica, there is no escaping it. Reggae music from the top, it's everybody's favorite. Say you're not gonna feel no pain, even when the bass are licked. This is perfectly natural and no nothing satanic. And if you're born overseas,
to talk about something like specifically related to fingerboards, I will let you take the table.
Okay, so if any fingerboard companies are watching, I'm looking to be kindly sponsored, especially one company in particular, Teak Tuning, my Teak favorite Tuning. Fingerboard company. I get all my stuff from there. And what else am I supposed to say?
Well, you were hoping that maybe Kyle...
Oh, yeah, maybe Kyle could write me a song about them.
A little Teak Tuning.
Well, of course. What's the name of the company?
Teak Tuning.
Tuning, like teak, like the wood teak.
Right.
Tuning.
Tuning is very, very good. The fingerboard specialist for your finger fun.
I felt the headbanger coming on.
Yeah, Geek. Thank you.
Tuning, baby.
I think they should be rolling in now. They should be sending us many free. Wait, what are we trying to get?
Oh, so there's like, there's a bunch of stuff. There's tuning, which is like the things that make it go in the trucks. Mm. They're very small, but I really like them.
I think they're better, yeah, because they're small. Of course, the media, I'm such a mom. I was already thinking how much safer it was than the
road. When you're injured, you don't have to, like, if you're, like, your leg hurts or something. Like, I hurt my ankle a few days ago, and you can just fingerboard, and nothing really.
I know.
And you can't hit with your fingers, I mean, unless you pull something.
Eli is a great skateboarder, and you would think, oh, she hurt her ankle skateboarding. But let me tell you how she hurt her ankle. We went to a fingerboard shop. It was a scooter shop that also sold fingerboards called
Vault Pro Scooters
in Inglewood. We drove out to Inglewood to Vault Pro Scooters. We got all this great fingerboarding gear, and she stepped off the side of the sidewalk and twisted her ankle because it was one of those massive, you know, those big LA.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, it hurt. Oh,
she was looking at her. She was looking at her stuff, and then stepped off, and like the ankle was like,
"Bleh." Oh my god! Did you think litigation right away
against who? The city of LA?
Yeah, listen, that's a little too far of a drop.
Maybe. I mean, it was kind of. I was like, "What is up with this sidewalk? Come on, LA!" But at least we're not dealing with icy snow.
Yeah, that's better.
All right. Well, Eli, what did you think of Kyle's song?
It was a great song. We'll definitely have to send it to me.
That's nice of you to say. I can do much better. Here I was touting how awesome I was songwriting, but as you can see,
it was awesome.
It's amazing. Yeah, it was amazing.
I'm gonna keep working on it.
All right, we got it. Keep tuning, ladies and gentlemen. Eli, thank you for stopping by. We love you.
Eli. Goodbye.
Did we do it? Eli Wiseman.
Peace.
Doing tricks outside. It's fun to play with your friends. Sometimes it gets kind of rough. Gotta take it inside. It's kind of tough. All you know is gonna be with your fingers. I'll take counting. I'll take turning. That's the safest way to go. Take turning.
Yeah. Take turning. Be safe. Play inside.
Available where all fingerboards are sold.
Dude, it had a little bit of Knocking on Heaven's Door. That's, you know what I mean? Yeah. The great Dylan classic.
Mama, take this bridge off of me.
Yeah, there you go.
I can't use it anymore.
Like two lines. Back in the big black cloud. Wow, what a podcast it's been.
Today's a jam session. It's the Jammy Jams. Mama put my guns in the ground. I can't shoot them anymore. That cold black cloud is coming down. Feels like I'm knocking on heaven's door.
Mama, take this badge off of me. I can't use it anymore. Big black clouds hang over me. I feel like I'm knocking on heaven's door. Did we do it, Kevin?
I don't think we can really answer that question.
You can, Kevin.
People, Kyle. People.
Thanks everybody for coming to
Did We Do It? Did We Do It? Kyle and Kevin gonna shoot the shit. It's the thing, did we do it? Kevin and Cage coming your way. That's what they always ask.
Good night, everybody.
Please like and subscribe. Please like and subscribe. It will really help me.